Nolte, Loyola Professor Claims Cleanliness is Racist. By John Nolte on March 17, 2023. A Loyola University associate professor is telling people that living a clean life is racist. Her agenda is blatantly obvious, toxic, and, yes, racist. Cleanliness has historically been used as a cultural gatekeeping mechanism to reinforce status distinctions based on a vague understanding of niceness. Nice people, with nice yards, in nice houses, make for nice neighborhoods. What lies beneath the surface of this anti-messiness? Pro-niceness stance is a history of classist, racist and sexist social structures. Magazines like Good Housekeeping were once the brokers of idealized domestic work. Now online pantry porn sets the aspirational standard for becoming an ideal mom, ideal wife and ideal woman. This grew out of a shift toward an intensive mothering ideology that equates being a good mom with time-intensive, labor-intensive, financially expensive care work. As the story's writer Jonathan Turley points out, there was a time when cleanliness was viewed as next to godliness. That clearly has changed. It is now apparently next to white supremacy. But why? Why would someone float the absurd idea that cleanliness is racist? Why would anyone suggest that a virtue such as cleanliness exposes the clean person or the person promoting cleanliness as a racist? The answer is obvious. The left is no longer only interested in dividing us among racial, gender, and class lines, they have decided to divide us based on how neat our yards and kitchens are. Worse still, this is a blatant attempt to further infantilize people of all races and backgrounds into becoming forever babies. And here's how I define forever babies: people who never mature into self-sufficient individuals. Spoiled brats who have tantrums if they don't get their way. Entitled whiners who want everything for free. Punks who shriek and throw rocks instead of discuss and debate. Fascists who require trigger warnings and censorship to protect their brittle feelings. Hard work terrifies them. Narcissism is a virtue. Responsibility is someone else's problem. Disagreement is violence, unless they are violent. Then violence is speech. Above all, forever babies are Democrats. To be clear, not all Democrats are forever babies, but all forever babies are Democrats. And now people like this despicable and racist professor who need these forever babies to vote for their tribe are spreading the blatant lie that living like a pig is not only okay. It is proof that you are not a white supremacist and, of course, this toxic message is being aimed squarely at racial minorities. Let me tell you something. If cleanliness is white supremacism, that will surely surprise my super clean wife, who is not white. In fact, when my wife and I first started seeing each other and she saw my apartment for the first time, she would have dropped me in a hot second if it was a mess. How is that for white supremacy? Only, she's, you know, not white. Cleanliness is not just next to godliness, it is one of the secrets to living a full, healthy, fruitful, and happy life. Living in a pigsty not only reveals something about your character, it affects your mood, even if you don't sense it. If you don't believe me, how many hoarders seem okay? Yes, that's an extreme example, but you get the point. I'm in no way saying that messy people are bad people. That's an absurd conclusion. But one way to improve your relations with your neighbors, increase the value of your house, and attract better neighbors is to keep the outside of your house neat, trimmed, cleaned, and picked up. One way to remain physically healthy is to keep a clean house. Right now, my wife is recovering, nicely, from a series of surgeries. I go out of my way to keep her house clean. Why? Well, two reasons. One, I like a nice house, and two, I know for a fact it will aid her recovery because a messy house bums her out. Telling people, especially racial minorities, that cleanliness is white supremacy is itself white supremacy, a way to try and fool them into destructive, self-defeating, unhealthy, and infantile behavior. Never forget these are the same monsters who cheer devastating riots in predominantly black neighborhoods, who want to permanently mutilate your children to appease their demonic trans gods, who want to sexualize your kids using perverted grown men in dresses, who lie to the obese about how they are healthy and beautiful, and who literally want to infantilize your children permanently with irreversible chemicals that stop puberty. We are dealing with neo-Nazis here. Never forget that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.